So, this evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, text number 25. Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Risayakshina Kamasaha China Dvaidhaya Tatmanaha Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Risayakshina Kamasaha China Dvaidhaya Tatmanaha Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Risayakshina Kamasaha Chinadvaidhaya Tatmanaha Sarvabhuta Hite Rataha. Risayakshina Kamasaha Jina Dvaidhaya Tatmanaha Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha Matajis. Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Risayakshina Kamasaha Labhante, achieve. Brahma Nirvanam, liberation in the Supreme. Risaya, those who are active within. Kshinakamasaha, who are devoid of all sins. Chinna, having torn off. Dvaidha, duality. Yata Atmanaha, engaged in self-realization. Sarvabhuta, for all living entities. Hite, in welfare work. Rata, engaged. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme purport. Only a person who is fully in Krishna consciousness can be said to be engaged in welfare work for all living entities. When a person is actually in the knowledge that Krishna is the fountainhead of everything, then when he acts in that spirit, he acts for everyone. The sufferings of humanity are due to forgetfulness of Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend. Therefore, to act to revive this consciousness within the entire human society is the highest welfare work. One cannot be engaged in such first-class welfare work without being liberated in the Supreme. A Krishna conscious person has no doubt about the supremacy of Krishna. He has no doubt because he is completely freed from all sins. This is the state of divine love. A person engaged only in ministering to the physical welfare of human society cannot factually help anyone. Temporary relief of the external body and the mind is not satisfactory. The real cause of one's difficulties in the hard struggle for life may be found in one's forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. When a man is fully conscious of his relationship with Krishna, he is actually a liberated soul, although he may be in the material tabernacle. Om Jnanate Madandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krutavachalam Pungun Lung Hayate Grim Yat Kripa Tadaham Bande Shigurum Dinataranam Vanshi Kalpachyubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Putitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Giradhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktarin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. It's stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kavanoi Shravanari Surichite Kurya Yudoi, that this love for Krishna, it's there in the hearts of all living entities. And it's revived by this process of hearing and chanting. Prabhupada mentions here in the purport that to act to revive this consciousness within the entire human society is the highest welfare work. So by this book distribution, we're helping people to revive this dormant Krishna consciousness. So therefore it's a very, very important activity. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. So we're trying to fill that gap of lack of Krishna consciousness. Actually, the best thing, or the best training, Srila Prabhupada says in one purport, the best training of the mind is to always be thinking of how to do good to others. To always be thinking of how to do good to others. There's thousands and millions of things that we could think of, right? But if we're thinking of how to do good to others, it's very auspicious. Very auspicious. And the best thing that we can do for others is to help them understand that they're the eternal servants of Krishna. And help them, you know, remember Krishna. So this knowledge helps them remember Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Isopanishad, all these books, they help people. I remember when I first got Bhagavad Gita, I was amazed. It was just so clear, just such clear truth. So I was feeling very fortunate that I got the Bhagavad Gita. So devotees aren't interested only in their own good fortune, but we want to help also others get this good fortune. There was one lady in New York City who got one of Prabhupada's books back in the early 70s. And when she got this book and read it, she was like, wow, this is amazing knowledge. And she was thinking, I gotta let everybody know. I gotta let everybody know the good news. This is good news. all over the world there's so much news, you know. People, they watch the morning news and the evening news. But it's all bad news. Isn't it? It's all bad news. No good news. In Brazil, they had one radio station, the Good News Channel. It was just good news. But after 6 months, they ran out of news. You know? It's the material world. Yeah, it's not much good news here. Yeah. But we only have good news. Yeah. We have the Srimad Bhagavatam class, good news. We have Bhagavad Gita class, it's all good news. We don't have any bad news. It's all good news. And Prabhupada said, my disciples, they don't read the newspapers. Have you ever seen anybody inspired after reading the newspapers or reading the news, after hearing the news? No, it's all depressing. There's no good news. Inspired to kill themselves. It's all bad news. In America, they have a saying, no news, good news. Because generally it's all bad news. But they didn't know that we have good news. You know? So this lady, she got this book and she was just thinking, I got to let people know about the good news here. So sometime later she got the book from some friend or something. She never met the devotees. But then about a week later she met some devotees. And she found out about the temple and she got some more books and went to the temple, and shortly after that she moved in and she found out about book distribution. She said, oh, this is the way to get out the good news. So she became a book distributor from the very beginning, and she still distributes books 45 years later. She's still distributing the good news. Right next to the temple in Vrindavan, she has her store. It's just books, just books being distributed all day long. That's all. It's just a bookstore. So, yeah, we want people to get this good news, because if you get good news, and this is not only good news, this is great news. This is the best news, you know, that we're distributing, because we're helping people understand who they are. We're helping them understand reality, who God is. Yeah, that we're not the enjoyers. There's one devotee who heard Prabhupada say, you cannot find happiness in this material world. You'll not find enjoyment in this world. So this devotee thought, phew, thank God, I've been looking everywhere for enjoyment, but I wasn't finding it. Now the answer is here. You won't find it anywhere. It's dukkhaliyam asaswatam. Krishna says it's a place of suffering. But people are trying so hard to enjoy, but you don't find it. It appears like there's enjoyment. There's a little bit. It appears. Maya is very good. She makes it look like there's some pleasure there, but then it's taken away. Yeah. It's just like nectar in the beginning, but then the poison comes later on. Yeah. So, the trick of Maya. Don't be tricked by Maya. She's very good. She's a very good magician. So, yeah, this is such great news. We want everybody to know about this. And Prahlad Maharaj, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he elaborates on this. He says, Naivod Vijaya Pradiratya Yavaitaranya Vidvirya Gaina Mahamrita Magnachitta So Cheta Tovi Mukacheta Sa Indriyartha Maya Sakaya Bunabudho Tovi Mudhan. Prahlad Maharaj says, I have no anxiety. No anxiety. Why? Because wherever I go, I'm hearing and chanting your glories. Knowing it's just good news. His life is absorbed in the great news of remembering and preaching Krishna consciousness. But he said that there is one anxiety. And that is for all the unfortunate souls who are engaged in Maya Sukhaya, who don't have this knowledge and are bewildered by the illusory energy. So he says, I am concerned out of love for them. This is the devotee's only anxiety. This should be our only anxiety. That people have forgotten Krishna and therefore they're suffering. So we have the medicine. There was one gentleman when Prabhupada was working in his business, you know, he had a pharmaceutical business. And this gentleman, he could see that Prabhupada's not just an ordinary businessman. So he asked Prabhupada, do you have the tonic by which I can get the love of God that you have? Do you have that tonic that I can get the love for God that you have? He says, no. But I do have the formula. Anybody know what the formula is? Yes. Tunadapi sunichena turorapi sahistana amanida manidena kirtaniya sadahari. This is the formula for attaining love for Krishna. We have to think ourselves very low. You know, generally we have this false understanding. We think we're something big. But what's interesting is, materially, we don't even exist. Because we're not the body. We think we're something big materially, but we do not even exist materially. On the other hand, spiritually, we have a very big position. Because we're the sons or we're parts of God. That's big. So we want to remind people of this important information of the soul. And that God, He's actually the enjoyer. We're not the enjoyer. The more we try to give pleasure to God, the more we experience pleasure. The more we become selfless, the more we experience pleasure. But we have to be humble. To be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others, without desiring respect for oneself. In this way one can always chant the holy name of the Lord. See, if we're thinking that we're big, then it's easy to be offended. But if we think we're insignificant, who can offend us? Right? I'm nothing. Who can offend me? Right? So offer respects to everyone without desiring respect for oneself. So this is the formula. Very important. And therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he said that this verse is so important, it should be worn around one's neck, strung by the holy name. The holy name. Some devotees have tattooed this verse around their neck. So it's very important to help people. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says there's two types of devotees. There's the Bhajananandi and there's the Gosthianandi. The Bhajananandi is someone who likes to chant. Yeah, sometimes there's devotees that just, they like to chant 64 rounds a day or 108 rounds a day. They like to chant. And then Gosthianandi likes to preach. Likes to go out and let others know about Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the best devotee is the Bhajananandi that likes to preach. So both. Chanting is nice. Yeah. Prabhupada, he loved to chant. He chanted at Thompson Square Park, I think for like sometimes 5 hours back in the beginning. He would just chant. But he really liked to preach. He really liked to preach. There's one instance where he was in Mexico City and he was preaching all day long. And then it got to be 10 o'clock and the temple president said, Prabhupada, you've been preaching so much today, but there's a program tonight. There's a preaching program tonight. It's at midnight. Midnight. How many people are going to hear? Prabhupada is the most popular radio show. 20 million people are going to hear. Okay, let's go. And then at the end, he just wanted a little bit of milk. He worked so hard to please Krishna, to help us. So one way to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada is by helping him spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Yeah. So this is a way to show our gratitude. Prabhupada, one time he said, you can't pay me back for what I've given you because I've given you Krishna. But if you want to try, then distribute books. And he said that if you want to please me, then distribute books. And when he came to the West, what did he come with? Books. Anybody know how many? No. Anybody know? 600. Yes. 200 sets of 3 volumes. He came with 600 books. It's quite a few books, you know, 600 big books, you know, I mean, that's like, so he had some crates filled with these Srimad Bhagavatams. And he was distributing in New York City. The captain of the ship bought, I think he brought a whole, yeah, he bought the whole set, gave $20 and took the whole set. So that's a pretty good way to start his preaching in the West. Practically before he even got off the boat, he had already sold a set. So that's good. Sometimes there's some controversy about who was the first big book distributors, you know, San Francisco or Vancouver. But actually Prabhupada was the first big book distributor in America. So it's very, very successful because of this humility. He was so humble. He was speaking about this and he said, people are giving me so much honor. You've done a great thing. You've done a great thing, Swamiji. But he said, actually, I'm damn fool number one. He shouted it, actually. But they're saying I'm great because I haven't changed anything. So humble. He's so humble. He said he was a peon. Peon means just like a delivery boy. So we're delivering the mail. We go out on book distribution, we're delivering the mail. Krishna's given us mail. You know, he wants everybody to get the mail, to get the knowledge, to get this information. So humility is so important. And this comes from hearing. We have to hear. We have to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because from hearing, we understand how small we are and how great Krishna is. If we don't hear this again and again, then we forget how small we are. And we start thinking we're big again. And we forget how great Krishna is. So therefore this is so important. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated, Shrimbatam svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridiyantasto yavadrani virunoti suhitsitam. that Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who was the Paramatma, the super soul, in the hearts of all living entities, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who simply relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So just hearing, if we just hear, we advance so much. So we want others to also hear this message, so they can become free of their suffering. I remember one time I was in New York City walking with Jai Advaita Swami. And a police car pulled over next to us. And the policeman stepped out of his car and he shouted at us, "Hey, what do you got to give up to become a Hare Krishna?" And Jai Advaita Swami immediately, he said, "You have to give up suffering." Okay, well, that sounds good. And Jai Advaita Swami said, "If you want to find out more, we got a temple down the street." So we continued walking, japa walking. Then when we got back to the temple, the devotees told us that two policemen had come and bought books. That's potent preaching, huh? So I was impressed, you know. What do you got to give up to become a Hare Krishna? You know, I mean, who would have thought like that, you know? You got to give up suffering. Good. It's ingenious, yeah. So, and that's what happens. We become free of suffering. The more we take to Krishna consciousness. There was one devotee in the airport distributing. She's a really bold, her name is Tulsi, really bold preacher. So she called over one man. And she's talking to him. And she says, "So, what kind of work do you do?" He said, I'm a pharmacist. I sell drugs." I said, "Oh, okay. So which medicine is selling the most?" And he said, "Maalox." You know what Maalox is? Maalox is a medicine they sell to relieve stress. You get ulcers, you know, you get ulcers. How do you say ulcers? Yeah, people get ulcers from stress. So that's the highest or the most sold medicine in the pharmacy is Maalox, to help relieve of the ulcers, which comes from stress. So she said, "You know, you should get one of these books, otherwise you're going to start taking this Maalox too." Yeah, okay, I'll take one. So he took a book. So stress is the main disease now in the world. Stress. And from stress comes so many other diseases. You know? People can't relax. It's just like, it's a rat race. You know? People just running here, running there, trying to enjoy this world. So stress is a main... It's a main problem, the main disease. So we have the cure for this. There's one instance of a devotee. He was going door to door, book distribution. He had Bhagavad Gitas. So he went into this one shop, and there was a business meeting going on. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were having a meeting." And the chairman of this meeting said, no, you know, please come in. We were just ending this meeting. And please, I notice you have Bhagavad Gitas. Please give each of my colleagues here a Bhagavad Gita, and I'll cover the costs." So the devotee was like, "Wow, cool, nice." So he went around and gave them all a Bhagavad Gita. And then the meeting was over, and the devotee wanted to find out why he was so enthusiastic to give Bhagavad Gitas to his colleagues. So he asked him, "Why are you so enthusiastic to give these books to your colleagues?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. I was a happily married man, wife, two children. Nice family. At one point, my wife just turned on me. And she just verbally was abusing me, calling me names and, you know, even foul names. And I was like shocked, like, where'd that come from? And it was just going on and on. And then my children were hearing her speak to me like that. And then they also started to speak like that. And I was like, what happened? So it got so bad, I started drinking. And drinking. And drinking, just to forget the whole thing. But it just, it was just so terrible. I couldn't be with my family. So I was drinking and drinking. I became an alcoholic. So my life was just miserable. So I just decided I can't live like this. So I decided that I'm just going to commit suicide. So I had this poison in front of me, ready to take. And then I just happened to glance up and I saw the Bhagavad Gita on the bookshelf. And I thought, maybe there's something there. I've got nothing to lose now anyway. So I pulled it down. And upon reading just the first paragraph, I felt so much relief. So I kept reading. I kept reading. I read the whole Gita in like 4 days. I couldn't put it down. I just ate a little bit, slept a little bit, that was it, and read Bhagavad Gita. And when I finished reading the Bhagavad Gita, I had never been so happy in my life. I was so happy. And then I went home, and I told my wife, this book is amazing, let me tell you about this book. And you know, he was so excited that, you know, it went on to her, and she was like, yeah, this is good. You know, she got into reading it, and the whole situation completely turned. And she became a devotee. He became, the whole family became devotees. Yeah. These books saved people's lives. Actually, a lot of devotees' lives have been saved from getting Prabhupada's books. Yeah. There was one instance where devotee was going around in a parking lot distributing books, and he saw one man in a car, and he knocked on the window to offer the book to him. And the man said, no, go away. But the devotee could see that he was suffering. So he just put the book on his windowsill. And the book was called The Reservoir of Pleasure. And this man was in his car. He had rigged it so that the exhaust was going into the car, because he was trying to kill himself. The car was running and he had it rigged so the exhaust was going into the car. But then when he saw the Reservoir of Pleasure, hey, maybe that'll help me. So he opened the door, opened the windows, turned the car off, started reading this book, Reservoir of Pleasure. He read the book. It's about this big. So he read it cover to cover, saw the address in the back of the book, went to the temple, and never left. Amazing, huh? This actually happens, you know. They save people's lives. So powerful, this book distribution. So not only does it save their spiritual life, it even saves their material life. You know, they're ready to kill themselves. So this book distribution is very, very, very powerful. And this is why Prabhupada wanted this to go on. So that people can be relieved of their suffering. And there's a statement. Neha yat karma dharmaya. Naviragaya kapate, natirtapada sevaya jivanapi murto isaha. If one's work does not bring one to dharma, if one's dharma does not bring one to renunciation, and if one's renunciation does not bring one to bhakti, then one is considered to be dead, although breathing. So what we have throughout society now is people aren't engaged in bhakti. So it's like the land of the walking dead. They appear to be alive, but they're dead. And by their getting this knowledge, they come alive. Spiritually, they come alive. You know, the bodies may be moving around, but spiritually, they're dead. Amnesia. They've forgotten who they are. So we're trying to remind them of who they are. And this knowledge helps in very trying circumstances, very difficult circumstances. One of the most amazing stories I ever heard. This one lady, she got a book and she joined the temple doing service for about 10 years. And then something happened in the temple and she became a little disheartened and disappointed, and she left the temple. She married some karmi. And she's married for maybe 8 years. And they're driving down the street, you know, highway, 65, 70 miles an hour. They get in a car crash. And the car is rolling. And she's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, just screaming the holy name. And then the car stops. And they're like, are we alive? I think we're alive. Or is this heaven or hell? What is this? So then they both say, yeah, I think we're alive. Amazing. Not a scratch. And then he said to the girl, to his wife, what were you shouting? What was that? I never heard that before. And she said, oh yeah, I never told you. I used to be a Hare Krishna. And he just saved our life. That's why we're not harmed. Imagine going 70 miles an hour, the car is like, and it's just not a scratch. And her husband says, well, tell me more about this Krishna. So she was really, you know, she was really appreciating what Krishna had just done for her and her husband. So she just was preaching like anything. You know, it all came back to her. And he became a devotee. He got initiated. They distribute books now. So she was completely blooped, gone. So Krishna just kind of shook her up a little bit. And she came back along with her husband. So Krishna has amazing ways to bring people back. There's another amazing instance of a devotee. He was in Miami. I joined in Miami also. And he had some difficulty, and he went off and trying to enjoy, and he was surfing in the Atlantic Ocean there. And as he was surfing, he saw a shark coming towards him, fast. And he's trying to get away from the shark, and he's praying, Krishna, if you get me out of this, I promise you, I'll go to the temple, I'll never leave, I promise you. So he's paddling and swimming, and the shark comes close, and he takes a bite, but he just gets the board. And then he's able to get away, and he survives. He went to the temple, and he never left. You know? He's very appreciative. You know? So. Well, one thing is that I wanted to mention about this. I don't know if many of you know, we're going to have a monthly Sankirtan festival this Saturday. Hopefully we're going to be able to continue it here every month. I heard you've had it going and then it stops. hopefully you'll be able to continue it. So it's just going to be for 2 hours. We're going to have prasad here. First I'm going to give a talk. I'm also going to give a demonstration on how to distribute books. And we're also going to have some interaction so all of you can interact with one another on how to present the book and try to convince your friends on how to take a book and give a donation and all that. So it should be interesting. So we're going to have this, I'm going to give a talk on book distribution. We're going to have a demonstration. We're going to have prasadam. Then we're going to go out just a couple hours, you know, different places around Ljubljana here. Then they're going to come back to a big feast. That sound good? Give you some impetus? Where you go? So just 2 hours. You know, it won't be too hard. You know, so if you want to do more, though, you can do more. So this is the plan. Try to give some of the people here some mercy of Krishna. I was just in Sarajevo, where they just had the monthly Sankirtan festival. Then I went to Zagreb. We had the Sankirtan festival there. In both places, they almost did 100 books. So let's try to beat that. 100 books is not too much. You know, we could beat that. I think we should set a goal. Let's set a team goal. We got a lot of devotees here. Let's set a team goal of 300 books. Do 300 books, small books, medium, big books. It's not that much. I think we can do it. You know, yeah. If we each do 10 books, that'll do it. Yeah. Does that sound like a good plan? Yeah. Where you go? Huh? In 2 hours, yeah. And if we got about 30 people here. Just do 10 books in 3 hours. And let's try to get your friends out there too. Let's try to get your friends out there. Hey, whatever friends you have, let's go for it. 300 books, that's the goal. Goals are powerful. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he always sets goals. And he always goes over the number. So let's even try to go over the number. Let's try to go over 300. And all it takes is prayer. Krishna, please, help us. Help me to distribute these books. And Krishna will help us. Lord Chaitanya is listening. Yeah. And he wants them to go out. So let's try for that. You want to hear some more Sankirtan stories? There's one devotee going door to door in America. And person opened the door and he's showing the book to this person. He said, nah, I'm not too interested. But this devotee noticed that he had a chess set on his coffee table there in the living room. So the devotee said, well, why don't we play a game of chess, and if I win, will you buy the book? He said, all right, yeah, let's go for it. So they sat down. And in 5 minutes, he defeated him. And the guy was amazed because he's a pretty good chess player. But this devotee used to be a pro. He was a professional chess player. He used to play 7 people at a time. So he'd dovetail his propensity to, you know, in book distribution. Dovetailing. Oh, did I tell you this thing about Achala yet, since I've been here? He was in the military in the Russian army. Achala. You know Achala. I haven't told that story here yet. It's pretty amazing. He was in the military, colonel, big guy, and he was having some health problems. And then, I think it was a colonel, remember? Colonel. So he was looking into yoga, and then he also started going to the spiritual side of yoga. And then he heard that two privates were practicing some type of yoga. So he told his secretary, go find these two privates. I heard they're doing something about yoga. And he brought them over, and the secretary said to these privates, the colonel wants to see you. And the privates are like, oh my God, what did we do? You know, the colonel's a big guy, we're just privates. So they went to the colonel, and he said, I understand you two do some type of yoga? Yeah, we practice bhakti yoga. It's the most ancient, deepest yoga, meditational yoga, philosophy, nice. And he said, do you have any literature about this? He said, yeah, I have a Bhagavad Gita here. Oh, let me see. So he's looking through it, and okay, yeah, this should be interesting. And the devotee said, well, yeah, we just asked for a donation for it. So the colonel's saying, wow, these guys are pretty bold. All right, give you a donation. He gave a donation to it. And then about a week later, they saw him. Have you started reading? No, I'm too busy. Too much to do. And then a couple weeks later, they saw him again. Start reading it yet? No time. And then he thought, well, let me just at least read the translation. Then when they ask me again, I'll tell them I read it. Yeah. So he read the translations. And then the next day, they saw him again. You read it? Yeah. It's good. I like it. Yeah. Then that night, he had a dream. Prabhupada came to him in a dream and said, I think it will be good if you also read the purports. In perfect Russian. In perfect Russian. And this colonel woke up and said, wow, this Swami, he speaks Russian. So then as soon as he woke up the next morning, he started reading it. And now he's a sannyasi, traveling all over Russia, preaching Krishna consciousness. What's his name now? Bhakti Ananda Krishna Swami. So Prabhupada's still making devotees. See? Oh, one thing is that sometimes when you go out and you don't do many books, and you're a little discouraged. But we shouldn't be discouraged. Try our best. All we can do is try our best. Pray and try our best. But even if you don't distribute many books, that doesn't mean you didn't have success. There was a lady who went from Argentina to Paraguay, to the country right next to Argentina. And it was so tough. She distributed one book the whole day. And she was thinking, phew, I'll never go there again. One book all day long, so tough. But then a couple months later, she found out that this one book made a devotee. Amazing. Huh? That's 100% turnover. That one book made a devotee. And in Amsterdam, also there was an instance where a devotee was distributing, and it was his worst day ever. He only did two books the whole day. So he was just thinking, oh, that was tough. But then when he got back to the temple, one of the persons who took a book from him, he was at the temple. And he was thinking, this never happens. No one has ever done that. They come to the temple from getting a book. So he was like, wow, you can't judge by just, you know, doing a little amount of books, whether it was successful or not. And then, to his amazement, 2 months later, he had joined the temple. So we shouldn't be discouraged. Actually, when we have difficulty, it's an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. And therefore, there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada said is the guide for all devotees of Krishna. Anybody know which verse it is? Huh? Yes. It's 10:14:8. If you want to know, if you want to learn the verse. This is the only verse in all of Prabhupada's books where he says this is the guide for all devotees of Krishna. 10.14.8 Tattena kampangasusa miksamano bunjana evamikutam vipagam ridvagpur virvidham namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadoyabhak. So this is Lord Rama, he's speaking to Krishna. He says, always seeking your compassion, thus tolerating all difficulties as being due to his own past activities, and always serving you with mind, body, and words, such a devotee is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. So difficulties are welcome, because that gives opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. It's like in America, they have a saying that there's no atheist in a foxhole. Do you know what a foxhole is? Yeah, foxhole means it's a ditch. It's a ditch. You know, there's a war going on, there's a ditch. You know what a ditch is, right? How do you say ditch? Yeah. And they're in the ditch, and they got their guns, and they could, you know, the bullets are like flying over their head. They could hear the wind, you know, they could feel the wind. You know, they could hear it too, yeah. So they're praying to God like anything. So there's no atheist in a foxhole. And I even had one friend, he was in the Vietnam War. You know, they were going to the war, you know, 18 years old, 19 years old. Terrible situation. So about 100 men that were dropped, you know, in parachutes from planes. And as soon as they landed, they were being shot at by the Vietnamese. And this one friend of mine, he was shouting to God, God, please save me, please save me, God. Screaming out. Because he's just seen his friends fall down dead, you know. So he fell down also, acting like he was dead. And he was one of the five that survived. Out of 100. And then finally he was able to get out of the military. And because he shouted so loudly to God, he got a book and became a devotee also. And he became a big book distributor as well. So, and Queen Kunti, she prays, Vipida Santitasa, so she prays, give me calamity, give me difficulty. Because when difficulty comes, then I remember you. And by remembering you, I overcome the repetition of birth and death. So devotees, on book distribution, we don't have to pray for calamity. It comes. Naturally. But that's okay. It gives opportunity to take shelter of Krishna, right? We want to take shelter of Krishna. Anybody here want to take shelter of Krishna? Yeah? We all want to take shelter of Krishna. So this gives opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. It's good. And some people are going to take books. Hopefully, at least 300 this coming Saturday. Okay? Any question, comment, correction, donation? No.
When I started reading Bhagavad Gita, I didn't understand anything. So how come some people they understand immediately and some people they need some?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just karma, you know. Yeah.
When I first time read Isha Upanishad, I understood everything. The second time, I couldn't understand anything.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
I think this might be your humility coming out, maybe. I don't know, it's just, I got something even worse than that. There's one devotee, he's been distributing books for 10 years, and he said, well, Vijay, how can I get some inspiration to distribute books? I said, well, read Bhagavad Gita. He said, nah, I don't like the Bhagavad Gita. I couldn't believe it. He never read the Bhagavad Gita. I mean, that's like saying, I don't like Krishna. Right? Because Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, they're non-different. So I was thinking, how is this possible? So, could be worse. So, yeah, well, we have to pray for an understanding also. It's a great secret. Krishna says it's the most secret of all secrets. To understand the Bhagavad Gita, it's not an easy thing. It's a very sublime knowledge. Yeah. This is the type of book that you don't read it once. You got to read it over and over and over again, and hopefully one day we'll understand it. But many people that I've met also, they're just like, they're amazed. And they, like I said the other day, they give quotes to me out of the Bhagavad Gita. Quotes that they like. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty amazing. That means they memorize some sentences out of the Bhagavad Gita. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Doing 300 books this Saturday ki jai.